This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, Blue Steen, Trevor Harris with you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Glad you could be with us. Lot going on, obviously, as far as the season starting. Next week will be the kickoff classic, so it should be exciting. Media days being held last week, and it should be interesting. The new season, a lot of teams are starting to, to feel 0-0 at this point, and they got every reason to feel that they've got an opportunity. One of the teams I got a chance to see over the weekend was Coconut Creek. Coach Chris Yergin and his team. A couple years ago, they were right on the cusp, of being state rated. Probably gave Shaman Amadonna the best game, and now back in the rebuilding mode. Got a chance to see a lot of their players at the event on Saturday, and their coaches. And Coach Yergin is kind enough this evening to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Great seeing you guys, and I'm excited. And like the kids said, they're ready to jump right back in this thing and become what everybody thought they would be last year.
Yep. How you doing, Larry? Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're excited about this this upcoming year, and we're looking forward to some really, really good things that we're going to be doing here at Coconut Creek.
This is a group that you've been around for a while, okay? So, when Coach Cox left and you guys took over and you started getting a lot of the youth kids from the area as freshmen, started growing a lot of these players, to the point where you look at kids like Brantley, who's at FAU now, and players like that have gone around and have developed not only as really good high school football players, but players that are now playing collegiately. Talk about that, because a lot of people don't see the work you guys put in behind the scenes. I mean, you're there all the time during the summer. You're taking them to camps. You're at workouts. Talk about that phase of the game, because as well as I do, the average person doesn't know what goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah, Larry, it takes a lot, man. The things that we've been doing and the things that we've been building at Coconut Creek for the last 7 to 8 years has been truly remarkable. Like you said, with Coach Cox, with him leaving and taking a job at Booker T and now at North Miami, we've built the culture at Coconut Creek. And one thing that we take pride in is developing our student athletes. That's major, and that's huge for us, because we do understand that whatever we develop and we send off to the next level, we expect for them to play and we expect for them to be ready for that next level. So right. we take time in taking them to college tours and giving them a different experience so that they can be ready for that next level. We take pride in that, in doing those things here at Coconut Creek.
Yeah, not only that, you have a strong youth backing in the area. I mean, a lot of youth programs that you guys go visit, and a lot of your coaches, you know, have been involved with. So it kind of translates itself to, you know, from that youth football field right to the high school level, where a lot of people are familiar with one another. It's not like they're coming from, you know, all the way across town like a lot of other schools do. You guys kind of have this little family built in. Yeah, there's a few guys here that'll come in. Talk about that, because I think that's really important too, because by the time a lot of these young men reach the high school level, they know how everything is run at the high school level.
Absolutely. And we all know in South Florida, youth football is major and it's big here in South Florida. Some folks say that youth football is bigger than high school, and that can be something that we can, you know, we can talk about in, you know, in the future. But what we did is, and what we have done and what we're going to continue to do, is that we place our coaches, and our coaches work at various parks. So we got a coach at Pompano Eagles, North Lauderdale, coaches at Cowboys, so Miami, at Fort Lauderdale Hurricanes. So we've done that, and we've created these relationships with these parks, not only about, you know, the getting their players, but also to developing their players and let them see that, you know, Coconut Creek is not just a school in Coconut Creek, but we're a community school. We always try to reach out outside of our community to touch those different lives. And we're going to continue doing that, because that's been something that's been really, really helpful for us.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Chris Yerzhan joins us from Coconut Creek. And not only that, these, you know, when you look at a lot of the players that you brought to Media Day the other day, there's some pretty good kids, some really good seniors. You got a lot of young players. Who are you looking to this year to kind of give a spark as leaders? You know, because you know as well as I do, when you have a senior and they, you know, they perform well, a lot of the younger kids are going to gravitate and look what they're doing, not just on the field, as I mentioned during the Media Day the other day, but also in the classroom, where it's ultra important.
Absolutely. So a lot of folks don't know, a lot of the kids at Coconut Creek, a lot of these kids have been in our program for the last 2 or 3 years. So as you spoke about earlier, they've seen us make those long runs in the playoffs. They've seen us playing at a high level. So now it's time for them, those young men, to take stage and take the torch. For instance, Tevin Sutherland, he's one of our defensive tackles, defensive ends that we're looking to have a big year from. As you know, Jordan Thompson, also too. We have Isaiah Kalixa that he's going to be an up and coming young star. We got Z Miller that he's going to be a big time player. So we have a lot of guys that we're looking too, that's going to make a lot of headway this year, not only on the field, but on the classroom at Coconut Creek. So in the classroom, every day we offer tutoring. Every day we make sure that they get the SAT prep and ACT prep that they're going to need to be successful. So we're not only, you know, we don't only just look at the athlete. We look at the total man at Coconut Creek High School. And that's the way that we've been able to build this program from the ground up.
Yeah, no doubt. And you guys come out of the gate in style. You have Miramar, which will be tough. Miramar on the road. Patriots are always a very deep, very big, very athletic team. Then you have Piper, who probably was the ultimate surprise team in Broward County last year. You know, won a district, had a really good year. Coach Short has done a tremendous job, you know, from coming over from Douglas. And then you have Western, a team that, a lot, as Coach Rakovich said the other day, people were talking about our demise, and he says it's greatly exaggerated, because they think that they have one of the best secondaries. They have a really good program. And then obviously you play Cardinal Gibbons, which is going to be one of the top 2A teams. You play Delray Atlantic, a program that, you know, you guys play them all the time, one of the more athletic programs. Then the Ely game, which is always going to be kind of a barn burner. They're kind of a rival, a longtime rival. The schedule is really setting up you know, for you guys have a very competitive year, but one that you guys can come out on top with.
Yes, absolutely. But we're not gonna look past week zero. You know, week zero, we got our rivalry, we got Monarch.
Right,
that's
right.
That's a game for us that we always look, you know, we look forward to. With Coach Davis, he has a really, really good program over there. He's one of the best coaches in South Florida. One of the guys that I look up to, one of the guys that mentor me. So He's someone that we're looking forward to, you know, competing with. We always tell our guys, we don't look, you know, we never look ahead. But as you said, we do have some we do have some top talented teams that we're going to be facing, and we're looking forward to it. Because at the end of the day, you always want the best, and our schedule is going to, it's a really, really, really good schedule.
Yeah, no doubt. And obviously, we've talked about this in the past, and anytime you have administrative support, your athletic director, your principal, your assist APs, and your student body, when they're on board with you and they come out and support, everything's going great. And you guys have a really good support system over there.
Absolutely. My principal, Dr. Nicole Neer, my athletic director, Coach Hendricks, they really support our program, and anything that we ask for, they fully support. Our student body is always on board and ready to go. So in the game day atmosphere, you've been there. And now, yep. Once we lock those gates and they get real hot in there, and it's a battle. So we always look forward to our home games and making sure that we put a really, really good talented team on the field. And that's what we plan on doing this year.
No doubt. Coach, I can't thank you enough for stopping by. Great seeing you on Saturday. And we'll definitely get a chance to see you one of these games coming up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Larry, I just want to say one more thing before we hang up. I wanted to say this before we started. I want to say thank you to you and what you do for this community, and especially for Coconut Creek. Anytime we come to you about any student athletes, about the exposure, and I just want to say thank you. And I want you to continue doing what you're doing, because you're really, really big for our community and what you do for South Florida football.
Well, so thanks,
thank
Coach.
You. Thank you, sir.
And I appreciate it. Thanks so much. Coach Chris Dierdin ends hour number one, and we appreciate that. And don't go away, because hour number two, we have some really good guests come talk University of Miami at the beginning with Gio Milian. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.